Good evening. Welcome to this relaxing towel folding tutorial. Today I'm going.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Transform your bathroom into something serene and magical and just a pleasant atmosphere to be in. We're going to see how to create elegant folds, some sophisticated folds, and some playful folds, such as just something for possibly kids, or just if you're trying to make it into more cutesy atmosphere. And for this, we'll need some towels of different shapes and lengths. Also, some toiletries, if you would like to surprise your guests. Some decorations. It can be any types of decorations that you wish. I like the beach theme a bit. And we're going to need some hair ties or rubber bands, just to hold some folds in place, as you might notice. Okay? So these are all the folds that we're going to learn today. I hope you enjoy it. So for the classic fold, you will need 3 towels or 2 towels. You will need a bigger towel, such as a bath towel, nice and fluffy. And then we'll need a smaller hand towel and a washcloth. Now, you can use different colors or the same colors, whichever ones you like. We'll put this away for now. So, for the fold of the bath towel, we need to open it up and fold it in half a long way, like this. Wish that would not allow this huge towel to be shown. So we'll just show you parts. And we'll fold it long way. And I already see some spots. Just to clean it up a bit. Alright. And we'll fold this in half one more time. Trying to make sure all of our corners are lined to make it stay. Press on the corners, making it into a sharp, clean line look into a perfect square. All sides. So, we'll take our little savior lint roller is where the interesting part starts. You will need to take one corner and bring it to this corner and try to make a nice and sharp line in the middle here. If you wish, you can take both corners and do this like so. And I would even suggest using this. Let's just tidy up in here a bit. And I would even suggest to use this as a pocket for a few different things. Again, like soaps or little gifts. Whatever your heart desires. I prefer to do one fold so it stays in the same shape like this. You can see it from different angles real quick. Yes, you like it? This is my favorite fold, sure. So we'll put that to the side. Next, we take our hand towel and we're going to open this up. It's a nice and clean towel. We'll just pick up any spots if there are any. Very well, and we're going to start creating a fold which is called accordion, and you just basically create a cascade fold kind of effect. I'm not sure if I call it right way, but you can see here just how I do it. Now, all we can do is press. Pressing nice and slowly onto both sides. Kind of like a kitty when they're trying to knead something, a surface. It's nice and pressed. We're going to fold it in half, just like this. And you can now already see how it creates this fountain almost like look to it, with all the different folds opening up here. Okay, so at this point we'll use our bigger towel here. We'll place this right in the middle of our opening, and we'll just let it be for now. We take our washcloth, and the same way, we'll start folding it in accordion shape. And once again, we just hold and press. Hold and press. Okay. slowly hold it in half and bring it in together, creating the same shape we just did with our hand towel. And now we're going to place this in the middle, like this. This is where we start to perfecting the look of it. Just making sure that they're nice and equal here. All right. Straightening out some folds here and fixing it all up a bit. All right. So what do you think? Good. I think this looks very inviting, very nice. And of course, we can place little knickknacks and different themes, whatever you like, in your bathroom. But just this extra touch for an inviting look. Let me see what I have here. I have some bottles of shampoo. Maybe you can place like this. You can put just soap. Whatever your heart desires, you could even put them in here, like this in a row. Why not? You can really play this out whichever way you want to. The other way to do this the same way is simply to do it without the hand towel. So I would just open it up like this without that bigger piece. And I would create a shell look as well. So I think it looks quite elegant, very cutesy, very Caribbean or very resort inspired. And you can just place it either on the bathtub or on the sink area, on the counter. Just let it be for what it is. And I'm sure that your family, your friends, or your guests are going to really, really appreciate little touches. For the kitty cat design, we're going to need a washcloth or something of a square shape, like this. And we'll also need a rubber band or a tie. I use a hair tie. And we'll start by going to fold it inside out. And here we will fold it towards the top into the shape of a triangle. Right? At this point, we'll need to press nicely. And I do suggest that you leave a little bit of a trim, a little bit of a gap in between two sheets here. And it is simply because as we roll this up, this fabric will move up as well. And you will note how this part will quickly catch up to this one. So I do suggest that you leave some space. That's just my personal note. Pressing, stretching a tiny bit. And then we'll start rolling it from here. If you could, try to create a tighter roll. But of course, I know you're doing your best, so don't. Alright, and you can see how the tips here already got up. We'll leave it at about this fabric down. We're going to press it in half. So as you might have noticed and guessed, these are our ears. Okay. Now we take it from this point and we bend it forward, just like so, keeping these feet, paws, area open. And we'll hold it in place. We get a hair tie in my case, or a rubber band, and we do a double. Now we are working our paws, just pulling them out a bit, see? And now we work on the ears, just pulling out a bit more. And kind of make them into the shape of ears. And there you go. Have a super adorable washcloth in the shape of a kitty or a bunny, whatever you wish it to be. Isn't that sweet? Little ears sticking out. And so your guests can use this washcloth, of course, for its original purposes, but they also can use the rubber band. You'll be surprised how often rubber bands are missing from our travel bag. And oftentimes, we need to figure out a way how to tie our hair at night or evening. This way, you have provided both. Okay? So, it's quite unique. Very interesting and very cutesy way of doing this, and you can even play with this if you want. For the teddy bear design, we're going to need one hand towel. It basically simply needs to be a rectangular shape. You could have a design, but it doesn't have to be. Okay? So we'll just straighten it up a bit. And you can see some spots here and that. Seems as I had something, another white fabric touch it. Very good. You can see how much we have collected through this time. So we'll turn it around, inside out, and we'll need to fold one half into half, so in a quarter. Make sure to press it nicely along the sides here. Press and stretch just to keep it in this position. Okay? Now we're going to start rolling it. So you just grab it, start rolling whole length here, gently, but try to do it firmly enough, and we stop at around the middle. We're going to start pressing. Press, 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 press. I understand there's a fold, don't worry about it. Stretch it too. Flatten it out. And put something to hold it in place. I'm just using soap. And now we start. I'll straighten this out a bit here. same way. And we are rolling. And now just press, 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 press. Towels are just fibrous fabrics, so they will stay under pressure. So that's something we try to remember. So, now this part that was folded is going to be our legs. This part is going to be our arms. So the actual ends is our hands, okay? So we'll find approximately middle, but a bit higher. We'll fold it backwards. Let me show you up close here more, okay? But we need to twist it now. So we take this, lift it up to not undo it, twist it like this. And now straighten it out, you see? Now we'll gently move these pieces to the sides a bit, creating the body. So now you can see the hands right here and the legs right here. And this part is going to be our head. So I'm just going to flatten it out a bit here. Stretch it out. And put a rubber band here. Again, in my case, it's a hair tie. I find it to work better than rubber bands. Okay. So there's pretty much our body of the little cute bear. Now we just need to straighten out his face a bit and separate his ears. Another rubber band, just securing the ear one, and now securing the ear two. And you get this adorable teddy bear that can hold maybe in your soap. I like to put like this soap in here so it looks like as if he's holding it in his hands. Isn't that adorable? Very cutesy. Especially if you just lean him against some kind of surface so that he leans and holds your gift or whatever. Need the product of your choice, or really nothing. It can be just nothing, or maybe even a loofah, or you could even put candies, little chocolates right here too. That would be sweet. But overall, it just creates a little bit of playfulness. Person feels very special since they can see that you thought of them and how they would react to the tranquil bathroom. Okay, so that's the teddy bear. I almost want to play with him. Yes, it is like a plush toy. So for this basket fold, we're going to need two of the same hand towels. It is preferred that they are the same size and the same color if you're just trying to keep everything in a unison type of way, so it's all the same. It looks more well finished and well put together. Okay, very well. So we'll start with the first towel, and here I'm using hand towels, of course. I do like to sometimes run wind roller just a bit. Just through some spots that I see just popping out here and there. You won't be surprised because you will actually still collect some lint and maybe even pieces of hair or fur if you have animals. Okay? So we've done that. We turn it inside out and we need to find our middle part. To do that, you can simply fold it in half. And going to just trace and press a little bit harder on this crease here. Nice and straight and stretching it a bit here. This way we can easily locate our center. Okay, so now that we have our center, we're going to put our fingers right here, or whichever way you're starting from. Okay. And hold it in place. We're going to start doing a little twist. Try to make it nice and taut. Try to make towards the middle as much as you can. Okay? Now just press with one hand of it to keep it more placed. Now while holding this bottom part, we're going to start twisting. And just try to do a couple more twists in the middle. Okay. So we create this goose neck look. And you know, suggest that you just press and stretch a bit. Just to keep it in this position, in this shape. I'm going to twist it around. And just leave it on the side. And we do the same with the other towel now. With our second one. The same way, we need to create a middle here. And we'll just slide our hands gently, making sure that create a crease here. And from here we can start rolling from the center in, okay? From the outside. So hold it in place and create rolls and twists. Keep rolling and twisting. Rolling and twisting. Okay. Hold it in place again. Stretch. Press. And slide. Press. And slide. Keeping in place. Then we do the same with this side. We start to roll and we keep twisting and rolling. Okay? So now we take both parts, flat part up on this one, and the twisted part up this way. just right here. And just press a bit. Okay? So now, this is approximately where we're going to place our rubber band. So take this either 10, I'm using a 10 hair tie, or just clear, any color will really do, we'll cover it up. And just collect all this together. And place hair tie right over it. You can do a double tie, or you can just keep as one. Okay? So now you see it's all tied together. Now I'm going to separate it and sit it just like so. So now, the middle part is the most important part in this basket. So we're just going to pay attention to more of the petals look. And I just like to straighten it out a bit, just like that. Making sure that it looks like petals of a flower. Your opportunity to make it pretty and neat. Very well. And I always do my best to make it look the same. Okay. Look how sweet and cute, isn't it? Now we'll take two points. We're going to untwist one part. Place this one in. And just roll it in a bit. And there you have a cute little basket. You could, of course, use little shampoo bottles or little soap to different decorations. You can just place this on the bed, on the bathroom countertop. You know, it looks so nice and welcoming and still usable even if they wish to still use this. I do enjoy that this particular set of towels has a more rubber rubbed texture here and more cleaner look right here, so it creates a different definition, which is something I really like. So here's our basket. It's quite elegant look. Looks almost like a lily of some type or just some type of white flower. Okay. And this will stay in place as well. Twisted it into place, so it should be just fine. Okay? So, thank you for watching. I hope that this was pleasant and enjoyable for you. I hope that it could have been relaxing and informative all at the same time.